B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Floridian motorist told police officers that he ran a red light because he was, quote, receiving sexual acts from his passenger, a 4 foot, 11 inch, 90 pound woman.
After seeing a picture of this woman, does that even qualify as sex?
That's a good question. Yeah, she's...
Dear God, it was more like a blister.
Police say David Herring admitted to disobeying the traffic signal and leading cops on a short pursuit in his pickup truck, arguing that he couldn't comply immediately because, quote, his pants were down.
No, I think he was embarrassed.
While he was being pleasured by his passenger, Rhonda Koppenhofer. Koppenhofer confessed to purchasing the crack rocks found on the floorboard by her feet.
Now, yeah, Koppenhofer.
And I love this line. Cops claim they observed something white rolling around in Koppenhofer's mouth. During their investigation, I was thinking it was something else. It's actually, it was one of the crack cocaine
Thank
rocks,
God.
Which reportedly tested
I'm
positive.
So happy to hear it was crack.
Officers also spotted a crack pipe by the woman's feet, which Herring said his passenger tried to hide when he was pulled over by police.
You liking this, sweetie?
Koppenhofer was booked for evidence tampering and drug possession. Herring does not appear to have been busted. Koppenhofer had previously been busted for prostitution, burglary, and possession of narcotics and drug paraphernalia. That woman was a prostitute.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The epitome of a crack whore.
Yep. A mother said that her family is traumatized after her daughter fell inside a septic tank at the Aldersgate United Methodist Church playground on Friday.
Why do they have a septic tank on a playground?
That's a good question. Serena Gonzalez was attending a meeting at the church when her six-year-old daughter, Juliana, was playing outside. She apparently jumped from a play structure and landed on the lid of a septic tank. Juliana fell through the tank and quickly became submerged in sewage and had to be rescued.
So it's usually swings and a seesaw, right?
Yeah. Nyla Coleman, who was supervising, acted immediately. She laid flat on her stomach, reached in for Juliana, was unsuccessful, but another girl who was present was able to grab hold of her. So when she pulled her out, she said, I got her hand and just pulled her out of there. Gonzalez went to the bathroom to find her daughter covered with waste and immediately took Juliana's clothes off. She said she smelled horrible. There was all sorts of feces and waste all up in her hair.
Oh, my God.
Now Gonzalez hopes to move forward from the incident. She said, I could have been planning a funeral for my child who could have passed away from being covered in poop.
Instead, I put her up for adoption.
I'm hoping and praying for a 100% recovery from the trauma she had to experience. The septic tank, which is on the backside of the church, has since been blocked off with caution tape and covered with a wooden board.
Well, that ought to help.
A woman battered her new wife with a bedpost for accidentally putting their marijuana stash through the wash. Ashley Perkins reportedly attacked her spouse of only 6 weeks, Ruth Perkins, while visiting family in Florida. Here we go in Florida again. Perkins is said to have been so infuriated with her wife's accidental destruction of the drug, she battered her around the head, legs, and left arm with a wooden implement.
That's the wrong way to start a marriage.
A bedpost. After police and paramedics were called to the scene, Perkins initially claimed that Ruth had accidentally injured herself by rolling over the bedpost during the argument.
Mm-hmm.
While being taken by police to jail, Perkins then reportedly changed her story to claim that Ruth had beaten herself up with the piece of furniture.
This all seems incredibly feasible.
Perkins was taken to jail on aggravated battery charges. Her wife suffered a suspected arm fracture in the alleged attack. But investigators refused to believe her story and charged her with aggravated battery causing bodily harm or disability. In a video gone viral, an apparently inebriated man was caught on video lighting up a cigarette on a flight and then promptly falling asleep with it still lit in his hand.
That seems like a couple of violations there.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. And he was asleep with a lit cigarette in his hands.
He lights it up and then just kind of like passes out a little bit. And then when they alerted him, I'll let Preston finish the story.
Yeah, the video was captured and uploaded by an unnamed fellow passenger. The incident took place on the Spirit Airlines flight to Minneapolis. In-flight smoking has been prohibited by airlines for decades.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So United Airlines started doing it in 1971, and then by 88 and 2000, they were all smoking was canceled on all flights.
All right, I'll just play with my gun.
Well, the woman who shot the video said the man lit up about 40 minutes before landing. He took one puff of the cigarette and then lowered his hand and then fell asleep with the cigarette still lit. A passenger across the aisle from him could be seen fidgeting and looking around before finally summoning a flight attendant who awakens the man. The man jolts awake. This is what Casey was talking about. Is told what happened and says, "Oh, my God." And he was surprised to hear that he did that. The woman who shot the video said, "Throughout the flight, I could hear him making loud outbursts. Roughly 40 minutes before we landed, he laid across the two seats with his butt towards me."
I can't believe I did that.
He continued to his loud outbursts and began aggressively flipping the tray open and closed.
Joni loves Chachi.
What? That's just one of his outbursts. He then sat up. She said, "I saw him take the cigarettes and lighter out of his pocket, so I pulled out my phone and started to record as he lit the cigarette." Once the flight landed, police met the flight at the gate and removed the man. It's not known if any formal charges were filed.
Imagine you're so inebriated, you just light up a cigarette sitting. Now, mind you, years ago, there used to be ashtrays built right into the seats.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
It's a different time now, though.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A refugee traveling from Morocco has been pictured stashed inside a car glove box.
A glove compartment.
While others trying to cross the border were rescued from an engine compartment and a dump truck. Did you see the picture of this?
What are you looking at?
It's Oh, do you remember the movie
Top Secret?
Top Secret.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude. So, but that was a whole engine block. This is a glove compartment. How?
Basically, they hollowed out the entire dashboard, and he's inside that. But when you open the glove box, you just see like his torso and part of his chin. He managed to do it anyhow.
Hey, you got five ketchup packets in here.
So he was one of the three people discovered in dangerous conditions inside vehicles at the border of Beni Enzar, Morocco, within the space of 3 hours.
Are you saying there's actually little people in the radio?
There may be.
Yeah, yeah.
For all we know, there might be actual human beings in there. A fourth person, a 20-year-old man of African origin, was found earlier in the day hidden in the base of a dump truck where he was in danger of being crushed by the vehicle's axles.
One of the best I ever saw, Preston, was a guy who was actually in the seat so that
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
Yep.
But some of them are better than the others.
Officers shared a picture of a man in his 20s hiding behind a car's dashboard while another person was found behind a car's rear seats. There you go, Steve. There's the old rear seat thing. Morocco has become a point of access for undocumented African immigrants to cross into Europe. Three people have been arrested. The latest case follows other attempts to cross into Melilla after two men were discovered hiding inside mattresses strapped to the top of a van January.
Here's the holy grail, the cup holder.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Two people in the cup holder.
That I want to see.
Goals.
Police are looking for a Lyft passenger who was caught on camera savagely attacking his driver in the middle of a ride in Queens. We were watching this yesterday.
Horrible footage. This guy just getting the crap beat out of him.
Yeah, from behind. A video of Thursday's brutal attack was provided by driver Eduardo Madiedo, who was not seriously injured in the attack. The footage shows the pickup beginning normally enough. A woman and a man both get into the car. They ask to be driven to Mount Sinai Hospital. The male passenger appears to be in some sort of obvious distress. He's lying down in the back seat. He's moaning. He then takes off his sweatshirt and then irately asks the driver to speed up and start to weave through traffic. Well, Madiedo pushes back, telling the passenger, "Excuse me, if you're going to be disrespectful, I'll just pull over right now." And that the dude immediately goes off. He starts wailing on the driver from the back seat. I mean, punch after punch after punch. And then he tries to get into the front seat of the car, which was still moving.
And he's grabbing for the wheel.
Yeah, the two passengers then got out of the car, and the man hits Madiedo again before running off. Police are now looking to question the man, and Lyft says that the passenger has been permanently banned from the service. Madiedo, meanwhile, says he's not sure if he's ever going to drive Lyft again. It may have just beaten him right out of the business.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, that's the downfall of having Lyft compared to driving a taxi. You don't have that little partition,
right?
I wonder if you are
an Uber driver and you use your car, or a Lyft driver and you use your car very often. This is your main source of income. Would it behoove you, and are you legally okay with putting a divider between the front seat and the back seat?
That's a good question. Not sure. A Japanese man on a flight from Mexico City to Japan died on Friday after he reportedly ingested 246 bags of cocaine and began having seizures shortly after the flight departed.
They used to just hand out snacks.
Yeah, and if you're going to, don't overdo it. 246.
That's crazy. It's a long flight. Pace yourself.
The flight made an emergency landing in Mexico's Sonora State, and the unidentified 42-year-old man died from a cerebral edema. He reportedly started his journey in Colombia and was declared dead at the airport.
We have a slider and small bag of chips, and the other option is 246 bags of cocaine.
A statement from the prosecutor's office said crew noticed a person suffering convulsions and requested to make an emergency landing. The small bags were found in his stomach and intestines during the autopsy. Massachusetts authorities say a group of Jewish teens played a key role in saving the life of a drowning man who had a tattoo of a swastika on him.
There you go.
Yeah, it happened Thursday night as the four youths, all students at an Orthodox Jewish high school, spotted the body of a man partially submerged in Chestnut Hill Reservoir. Officer Carl Maschioli said that the two teens ran to his patrol car and alerted him. Maschioli says that he rushed down to the embankment, pulled the man from the water, and noticed he had a Nazi symbol tattooed on his hand. He says the unidentified students told him they didn't regret helping the man despite his anti-Semitic tattoo. Officials say the man is expected to make a full recovery.
I wish we had a Jewish version of the Baywatch theme. That'd be
oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be great?
I can't even wrap my mind around that, to be honest.
Some people say in the darkness.
That would be perfect for
it.
Oh, it'd
be
awesome.
Oy Baywatch?
Oy Vey Watch.
Yeah.
Nice. It'll work.
Nice work, man. Let's see. Passengers on a theme park ride were reportedly thrown from it due to a malfunction. The incident occurred at Castle Park in Riverside, California, Saturday afternoon.
Was it a malfunction or part of the coolest new ride ever?
There was apparently a malfunction on the log ride, which left three people injured. And there are conflicting reports as to whether all three passengers were thrown from the ride or if it was just one. The accident occurred when one of the ride's water pumps seemingly malfunctioned. The pump was responsible for filling up one of the ride's splash zones while the... While the incident is still being investigated, it's believed that the malfunction caused the ride to travel at a faster than normal speed. I know it's not really funny, but I just have this vision in my head. You know where they, yeah. they hit the big splash moment?
Right.
Where they go down that hill and just doink.
Yeah, yeah.
And just nothing. A little anticlimactic.
Well, I thought there'd be more water.
Yeah. So while the incident is still being investigated, it's believed that the malfunction caused the ride to travel, like I said. I just repeated myself. So anyhow, medical crews were able to remove all three of the riders from the water. One of the victims, a woman, was taken to a nearby hospital. Unfortunately, she was in critical condition, so that's bad.
I would, if I was on a ride like that and something like that happened, I might be inclined initially to think it's part of the way the ride goes.
Yeah. You know? The other two are being treated for minor injuries. According to some guests, the ride had been closed earlier in the day but reopened before the alleged malfunction occurred. So who knows what went on with that. All right, and then one more story. Officials say an Ohio man attacked by a bull while he was checking on tending a northwestern Pennsylvania gas well earlier this month has died. The Erie County Coroner's Office said 69-year-old Clovis Stevens died on Saturday afternoon. Stevens died of multiple blunt force trauma.
Ugh, jeez.
Authorities earlier said the property owner reported seeing his bull near a pickup truck alongside the well, and he found the bull standing over a man. He said that he got the bull away, and the man was able to get up and into his truck. The owner then had to shoot the bull because it tried to attack him, too. Stevens was taken by ambulance to a hospital, unfortunately, dead on arrival. That's terrible. I hate ending on a story like that.
Sorry, but you got to report it.
Yep.
It's what makes the world bizarre.
Ooh, and that it does.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.